Jerry, what do you mean by a difficult mother?
Well, there is a translation problem because most people enjoy swapping stories about their difficult mothers. All mothers are difficult sometimes. That's part of the powerful relationship, that intimacy where we have such high expectations. But there are, say, between 20 and 30% of us who really do have a rigidly uncomfortable relationship with a mother where you cannot coexist with this relationship and have your own feelings, your own preferences, your own distractions. It is your mother's needs that are presented as the moral compass.
How difficult was yours?
Oh, my mother, I think, was very difficult. And I didn't, here I am, a psychologist and a writer, but I didn't write about my own mother because of this, partly this translation problem. I was very interested to see how even good enough relationships were difficult, but I was intrigued to see how they worked, where they went wrong, what a comfortable relationship with glitches felt like. And that's what I was concentrating on, for the past two decades. I was looking at positive, vital relationships between children and their parents. But then I realized that I'd left something out, that this was something I really had to talk about, not only for my own sake, but also for the people who simply did not have a conceptual framework to think about what's going on when the relationship has no resonance, when there's more discomfort than pleasure.